I'm Michael Pope, Virginia reporter for WAMU 88.5 News. For the last 70 years, unions have not been able to require membership as a condition of employment in Virginia. Now, Republicans are hoping to add that restriction to the state constitution, and that means voters will have the final say when they head to the polls this November. Virginia is one of the 25 states that forbids unions from requiring membership, but it's not one of the 10 states that's added that restriction to its constitution.
Statutes can be repealed and often are. Amendments, not so much.
That's Delegate Dickie Bell, a Republican from Stanton. Ever since he was first elected in 2009, he's introduced an amendment to enshrine the right to work statute into the state constitution. Now, the General Assembly has finally given it the green light, which means voters will consider the issue this November, and Democratic Governor Terry McAuliffe can't veto it.
If a worker wants to join a union and he has one in his workplace, he can still do that. But it does give control of the workplace to the workers and not the unions.
The vote was strictly along party lines, with Republicans in favor and Democrats opposed. Democratic House Leader David Toscano says the amendment is not needed.
You only amend the Constitution, as Madison says, for clear and pressing issues, and this is not one of them.
So what's behind this?
I think it's an effort to try to gin up political support against labor and really not focus on what we need to be doing here, which is building the new Virginia economy.
So will the amendment bring out voters to oppose unions, or will union supporters go to the polls to vote against it? Jeff Skelly, the University of Virginia Center for Politics, says it's the other way around.
It's important to remember that, you know, it's essentially going to be a down ballot item, so it will be impacted by the shape of the race at the top of the ticket, for sure.
That means that if the Republican candidate for president wins in Virginia, the amendment could have a good chance of passing. But if Democrats take the Commonwealth, the amendment could be in trouble. Reporting from the Capitol in Richmond, I'm Michael Pope.